Hi, Chantro. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Are you Local Splash?
Yeah, I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, I couldn't get my review in. I sent it in. I get nothing back. There's got to be a way to make it easy for the customer to update their review, because most of these, I sent about 10 and nothing come back.
You mean for the review generator email?
Yeah. It's got to be an easier way for the customer. It's just like, okay, just boom, boom, boom. For some reason, it's too hard for them or something. I've got through too many steps. Got to fix that. Because I've sent so many review in and I get nothing. And I'm like, what the hell? I've worked for so many customer the last 4 months, 5 months.
Well, there's nothing we can do to fix that. When people go on Google and leave a review, it's supposed to post. But the one thing that Google requires that's kind of a little bit inconvenient for everyone is that they have to have a Gmail account in order to leave a review. So maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, that is the problem.
But that's a rule with Google, not with Local Splash. So that's not anything that we could change. But what I could do is send you the review generator email again, and that typically works wonders. You know, not to say that if you send out 10 emails, you'll get 10 reviews back, but even if you got one or two here and there, it will help you, you know. And I can tell you, you already have a 5-star rating on Google, which is good.
That's back in April.
Okay. So I'll send you the review generator email again. I think it will help you. It's already hyperlinked to the Google My Business listing, so most people will fill it out. So that's something that will, you know, kind of jumpstart that process for you.
Now, the thing is, I don't know how to save it into my phone.
Okay. So
I don't know how to save it, and so I can't really reuse it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to save it, so I don't know how to reuse it.
What I put it at?
So if you take the email, and I just sent you a new one, we can do it right now together if you have a minute. If not, you know, I can have customer support call you back later. But when you go into the email, it will say... Let me open it up just so I can see. And I just sent you a fresh one, so you don't have to go through a bunch of emails. It'll say, Dear Chantro, we'd like to help you increase your number of reviews, and there's some instructions there, right? And then under that body, there's a line. And then it says under there, Dear Valued Customer, how was your experience with us? If you had a pleasant experience, please click here to leave us a review. So that's the part that you'll copy and paste and send to past and present. So you don't forward the whole email. You just forward that bottom part. So if you, let me see here. I'm going to try to do it and see if I can. I'm going to try to do it from my phone. So I'll pretend like. Did you open it up, by the way?
I try, and then it goes to choose an account. Evidently, I got so many accounts on Gmail. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you can log into whatever Gmail you want to use. But, yeah, I just sent you the... Let me tell you the one that I sent it to. It is... Chantho.die@icloud.com. That's the one I sent it to. Do you want me to change that to a Gmail account, or are you okay with the iCloud?
No, it's okay with the iCloud. Did you send me a message or email?
I sent you an email that says learn how to get more reviews.
Okay, 1 second. Let me go to email. Okay, let's see.
Okay, save this to where I don't have to go before it when I need it. I just go there and pull it out. Yeah, see it. I'm looking at it.
You see it. Okay. So, down at the bottom, do you see how after it has the intro that talks to you, there's a line that goes across the whole email, and under that it says, Dear Valued Customer. So, what you have to do is copy and paste that whole part. Dear Valued Customer, how was your, go all the way down to Thank You, Chantho Dai. So, do you know how to copy and paste on your phone? Because if not, you just hold your hand over it for a second, and those two little blue bubbles will pull up. You put the left blue bubble at the front of the deer, and then you take the second blue bubble, and you move it all the way down to the end of your name. And then you hit copy.
Dear customer, how was your experience? All that?
Exactly. That whole body. Copy that all the way down to where it says, Thank you, Chantho Dai.
Way down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, do always the dear customer?
Yep, it always... You can change that. Like, let's say your customer's name was Bob Smith. You can put Dear Bob Smith. But if you, let's say you have 20 of them to fill out and you don't want to modify all the names, you could just put Dear Valued Customer. Because when you're sending these out, this is what your customer will see. They're not going to see the whole part with the instructions, which is above the line. That's for you. They'll just see what you're sending them, which is the Dear Valued Customer. How was your experience with us? So if you take that and then go into your email on your phone and hit compose.
Whoa. What does compose look like?
I don't have an iCloud on my phone. I just use Gmail, but compose on the Gmail looks like a little red pen. If there's a red pen and it says compose next to it.
So it's like a box with a pen inside.
But in your email, you could just click on compose or new or write email, whatever. Like if you were in your iCloud and you were ready to write an email, just click on that. Like you're making a new email. And like I said, for me, it's a red pen icon, but it might be different on your iCloud.
I have it for 2 minutes. I don't want to save it or compose it before. Yeah, I tried to call you to update because my bank has some.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Because typically all I do, Chantho, is collect failed payments. So I can update the payment, get your account up to speed there, and then have someone from customer support call you back. And they can help you save that email and, you know, compose it and get it all written, you know, so that you can, every time you want to send it, you can just go into a draft and just open the draft and send it. You won't have to copy and paste and go through. The steps that I'm trying to tell you is just initially how to send one, but customer support can give you a little bit more help as far as saving a draft and whatnot.
I've been using the review from the dashboard. And
okay.
That way, and that's how I got the first 5. That was way back in May. And ever since then, I got nothing coming in. I try to send it. It's like, what? Is it people too busy, or what was too much for them to fill it out? This got to be a way to make it easy. What the? Yeah, so let's go with the payment thing.
Okay, yeah, let's at least get that up to speed. And then, like I said, I'll have someone call you back that can give you more assistance on that. So is it still the 4912 Greensboro Way for the billing address?
Address, yes.
Okay, so I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, I might have to give you the account and routing number. Does that work?
We don't do account and routing numbers. We just do debit or credit. But we do Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. We handle all major credit cards.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I like about you, because the 129, can you bring it down to 100? Because I really haven't got any customer. I just got a Google page, so where people can Google me. I can tell people, hey, Google me. I got this. But the only thing is, I really don't get any customer for the last 2 months, 3-5 months, maybe two solid customer I got, you know?
So there's 60 leads on the dashboard coming in through the tracking number that we provided for you. And having a Google listing is free. You don't have to hire somebody or pay anybody $129 a month to do that. But a Google listing in and of itself would never bring you clients because, you know, there's, if you put in pressure washing for Stockton, you'd get, you know, thousands and thousands of hits, and nobody's going to search through thousands and thousands of links to find you, right? So the value to what we do is we optimize your listing to show on the very first page of the results. And honestly, I don't even know how you have the $129 pricing. We don't have a $99 package or anything like that, but $129 is our corporate rate. So normally you have to have 100 locations listed with us in order to get that rate. So I don't know, you know, somebody probably down the road helped you out and put you into that pricing, but we don't have a $99 package.
Because like I said, I only get maybe two solid ones in the last 5 months. Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
Here we go. 4-3-6-6 1-8-9-2 6-2-6-2
Okay.
7-0-0-4
Got it. Expiration?
A new card. This is saying expiration. What the heck? Oh, yeah, it says, but it's so hard to see. What the hell? Who does that? Why do you write something so hard to see? I'm still looking. 1 second.
Take your time. I know they do that. They make them shiny, and then they do the in the same color, so it's, like, hard to read it, you know?
Yeah, white on white.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that either. You're not the first one to complain about that.
It looks like 827, honey. Tell me.
I'll try 827. If there's a problem, my system will tell me. And then what's the code on the back?
And the code, too. Give me the code, also. 978.
Okay, so she said 827. What, 27? I'm sorry.
827 for the expect certain date, and then 978 is the
CVV.
It's the code, the 3 code.
Okay. So it said insufficient funds. Do you need a little bit of time, or do you have to activate this card first or something?
Oh, what do I need to do? Activate the card?
No, I don't know. It just said insufficient funds, so I don't know if maybe the card's not activated or if we just need to wait for you to make a deposit or something.
No, I have money in there. This is just, I just opened a bank account because I had a problem. And so this is the second card that they sent me after the very first one to get the pay.
Okay.
So it already automatically turned on, right? Well, anyway,
sometimes they'll say you have to use it like at an ATM first, or you have to call in to activate it first. So, if maybe, Hmm?
Okay, I'll give you a different card. 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is we never use it, so it was probably been activated. Or called in. It doesn't say anything about calling or use on the card. Remember the sticker? This was had a sticker. Okie dokie. Alright, you ready for a new one?
Yes, go ahead. I'm ready for the new one.
Can they call this for us? I can't see either. What the hell is wrong with these people, man?
Expiration day, 10/25.
Everything from the top, slowly. 4 at a time.
4/9/43.
Mm-hmm.
5/9/11.
Okay. 0672. Got it.
1756.
1756. Okay, expiration?
10/25.
10/25. Okay, and the code on the back?
6/7/8.
Okay, and this one still has the same billing address too, right, on Greensboro Way?
Yes.
Okay, so let me try and see if we can get the green light on this one. Oh, good. Okay, so I got the green light for you, so you're all good to go there. And then, Chantho, if you can still hear me, I'm going to send a message to customer support, and they will call you within one business day, okay? So we're in California also, so it's only 7:47 in the morning, so they'll probably call you today, but if not, no later than Monday, okay?
Yeah, if I don't answer, have them leave a message and have me leave me a direct link so I can go, direct numbers and go right back to them instead of going through a system to get to the person.
Okay. I'll let them know to leave their direct extension if you happen to miss the call. And I'll also let them know to make a second attempt. So if they miss the call, I'll tell them to call back 5 minutes later. So that way if you see, oh, shoot, I just missed that call, I'll have them call you again 5 minutes after that, okay?
Or back-to-back, or because, you know, most of the time I don't answer the phone because I got Sam calling me every 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, I'll tell them just call back to back, and then if they miss you, that they can leave you their extension. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, we have a great game plan. So thank you for updating that payment, and have a nice weekend coming up too. Okay.
Yeah. You too. Enjoy the cool weather. Finally.
Thank you so much, Chantho. It's not cool here yet. We're in the last day of our heat advisory here in Southern California, so I'm praying that that they're right.
Yeah, they are right. They are right. I have connection to Mother Nature direct link. So
okay, yeah, thank you for that. Put in a good word for us then here in Southern California. Okay.
leave a note on JD Exterior. He has the direct phone number to Mother Nature.
I love it. Well, thank you for the laugh, too. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, I hope you take me serious. You can take my number down.
Yeah, I know. I believe you.
Awesome. Have a wonderful.
Thank you so much. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.